So a third targeted combination, encorafenib and binimetinib, something that you were involved with, the so-called Columbus trial. Any way to sort of differentiate out the three doublets right now?
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine I'm cautious on the cross-trial efficacy comparison. I mean, for what it's worth, the encorafenib binimetinib combo does produce the best progression-free survival result we've seen in the field, with a median of just under 15 months, and that's compared to 11, 12 months for the other two approved regimens. It feels like a potential difference, but the response rate wasn't different. It was, in fact, identical across phase three cohorts for each of the BRAF-MEK combos. So, you know, are we really looking at a difference in this case of, you know, duration of disease control and overall benefit?
In terms of efficacy, any way to differentiate their mechanisms? Is this kind of like an aromatase inhibitor kind of switch thing or more complicated?
Yeah, I think it's a little more complicated. We think it's all about the kind of biochemistry of these drugs. The MEK inhibitors look really similar. So actually, I don't think there's really a case to be made there. On the BRAF side, though, encorafenib was actually developed in the shadow of emraafenib and dabrafenib. And what I mean by that is there were actually preclinical studies done and now published head-to-head showing differences in potency and overall specificity as well for BRAF and kind of unique target engagement and pathway inhibition dynamics. I mean, I'll be brief about it, but suffice to say that this is a drug that gets cleared from the plasma very quickly, and yet it has a very long on-target time. And that's different than vemurafenib and dabrafenib. The head-to-head data preclinically make it look like it's a better BRAF inhibitor. Interestingly, when we tested it in phase one, I mean, we presented this data now published as well, that BRAF inhibitor, encorafenib, actually looks like it has a worse tolerability profile than the other drugs. I mean, I could, you know, clarify that in great detail, but let me just skip right to the fact that when we gave a MEK inhibitor with that BRAF inhibitor, we saw an even bigger drop in toxicity, in other words, improvement in toxicity by adding a MEK inhibitor to that BRAF inhibitor than we had seen in years past with vemurafenib or dabrafenib. So because BRAF-MEK is the relevant unit of therapy, you know, combination therapy established already, you know, definitively a few years ago, you know, it's of historical interest that that's true, that encorafenib, if anything, is a tougher agent. In combination, and this is where I'm coming to my kind of tie-breaking comment, what's very, very clear is encorafenib and imetinib is a better tolerated BRAF-MEK combination than the other BRAF-MEK doublets. It basically drops the two major, you know, quality of life impacting toxicities. So the fevers and the complicated fevers with chills and lightheadedness and things that can happen with dabrafenib and trametinib do not occur with this combination. And then the photosensitivity that vemurafenib produces, which can be a, you know, month-by-month ongoing issue and really a life-limiting, sort of quality of life-limiting issue for patients, also just disappears with this combination. So some of the other BRAF-MEK class effect toxicities still exist, but if you look at the safety profile of this combination, it really does look different than these other regimens. And that would be, as a practitioner, the reason to be interested in yet another BRAF-MEK combination.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that a couple of years ago, and I'm curious in terms of selection. I'm going to guess that if you're going to use targeted therapy in the adjuvant situation, you're only going to use dabrafenib, trametinib, because that's where the data is?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, obviously, post-ESMO, it's been, and before FDA approvals, you know, we're obviously petitioning on behalf of patients with payers, you know, to get coverage of this approach. And I think, you know, we're not going to have much of a strong leg to stand on if we're lobbying for something beyond dabrafenib and trametinib in the adjuvant setting. So I think you're right on that point. It's in the metastatic setting, obviously, where we'll have, you know, the full menu of options and can choose based on preferences, including tolerability.